There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The earth beneath Nepal opens up wide, sadly. Hey, Kate Delaney, hanging with all of you across this fabulous nation after a long weekend. Hope you had a terrific weekend. Not so great for the people in Nepal. Terrible, in fact. 3,200 people dead so far. That's what they know. And there are thousands of Nepalese people who spent nights on the street because of the strong aftershocks. It's shaking the country up and still looking for people. A lot of aid has been sent. The U.S. has sent a search force, $1 million immediately. China has search teams on the ground to try to help. They brought dogs to sniff, to find whatever they can. So there are a lot of people that are reaching out, thank goodness. And, of course, that's what happens in this world. When there's a crisis like that, look around and see who's reaching out. And very, very sad. People that were on Mount Everest. So, of course, you're remote. You're not in Kathmandu. You're not in a city. You're up there on the mountain. Maybe your bucket list, dream, whatever. And there were people that fell into that category. And everything just started collapsing, avalanches all over the place. It was nightmarish. Here's something I heard earlier in the day from NBC. They captured a mountaineer who was able to send them something from an iPhone. And here's what he talked about as far as the disturbance from the quake on Everest at the summit where he was. Take a listen.
Hello guys, this is Arjun from Advanced Base Camp of Makalu. We've had a lot of disturbance here due to the earthquake which was reported in Nepal. All along the base now it's covered into clouds. We had quite a few big avalanches coming down of those phases. From here we had quite a bit of rockfall. Most of our team is okay. We're doing well. Some of our team members just moved up today towards Camp 1 and Camp 2. We still do not have any report from them. We're trying to get in touch with them. Some people have gone up towards Camp 1. We should hear from them soon. I hope all is well up there. See you.
So he was talking about somebody being further up on the mountain because that's what happens. So there were deadly avalanches on Saturday triggered by the earthquakes, and there was a lot of panic at that base camp. It's like a sprawling city, if you will. Think about it. Think of being on a mountain, and it's very remote, and there's tents everywhere. And you're in one of those tents, and you're there with guides, and what happened was snow and boulders were falling toward the people, and there were people that were able to survive it, and there were people that were buried alive by it. Some of them were airlifted to safety, and there were others who were in bad shape that were also part of the crew that was airlifted. I mean, this disaster couldn't have happened to a worse place with Nepal's medical facilities, right? They have 2.5 doctors and 50 hospital beds for every 10,000 people. Think about that. 2.5 docs, 50 beds, 10,000 people. Oh, yeah. Not good. The infrastructure is not there, and it has crumbled big time. So all the countries reaching out, it's huge for them. It's a lifeline for them. It's a lifeline. You know, it's not so much even about the money pouring in. It's about doing what has to be done in finding people. And they really still even think some people are still trapped. And setting up places where they can go, where they can regroup, where they can figure out what's next, and they can deal with this terrible tragedy. I mean, it's a very hard life for many of those people. Especially the mountain people, but even the people in other areas, in Kathmandu and whatnot. And, I mean, just massive. wipeout, massive wipeout of population, and not enough doctors to deal with the people who are seriously injured, whatever their injury is. There's not enough doctors to go around, so medical teams are coming in, but you look at the amount of people, whew, that is scarcity at its worst. Scarcity at its worst, I'm telling you. So we'll keep you up to date on what's happening there, but as it is light on the ground, there are dogs that are sniffing around the buildings in the rubble, because there's buildings that are still standing and buildings that are down. I mentioned Hillary Clinton. She certainly was part of the Sunday conversation. That's not a surprise. She goes on to South Carolina and a few other campaign stops this week. The foundation admitted to some mistakes on taxes. Isn't it interesting? Like, the further you go up the chain, the more it's like, oh, yeah, we had some problems with the taxes, so we're going to square that away. But when you're the mere middle-class person, it's like Uncle Sam has long fingernails that are ready to dig right into your skin to squeeze every penny out of you. But it's like, oh, yeah, our foundation, yeah, you know, we got billions here and we just didn't get it right. So the acting chief executive of the Clinton Foundation acknowledged it now, that there's mistakes that were made on how we disclose the donors, and we've got to fix that. We have to, describing the policies, we're committed to transparency. That's like a dirty word. In politics and in philanthropic projects, forget it. Just throw that word out, transparency. And they said they were going to be more transparent because they were going to describe their policies on donor disclosure and contribution from foreign governments as stronger than ever. So they're going to refile some of their tax forms. And they say, well, we had a voluntary external review because we mistakenly combined government grants, and donations. So they're going to remedy any errors. But that the revenue that was reported was accurate and the grants were broken out and audited. You know, the statements were there, so it wasn't a big secret. It just doesn't feel right, does it, though? Nobody says anything, and then all of a sudden, oh, look, there might be a problem. This book comes out, Clinton Cash. And while I can't specifically nail evidence to her, it suggests that being Secretary of State was very, very helpful to the foundation. I bet you Bill and Chelsea are happy. They're out of the country. They're starting a 9-day trip to Africa to really show what the Clinton Foundation has done, talk about economic growth and all of that. So they don't have to deal with anything in the country since they're leaving the country. But they're dealing with it trailing off now. I mean, is the Department of Justice going to investigate Hillary Clinton and the foundation? Probably not. I don't think so. I mean, you know, it's about patterns. It's not about mistakes. How did they become millionaires, billionaires? What was the road to that? Were there co-mingled monies or no? We're going to be transparent, but we got to figure out. So see, that's the thing. Once they're poked, we weren't going to do anything until, yes, this book comes out and we realize, whoops, silly us. The donations were confusing, so we have to do something to remedy that. I'll tell you. Must be good to be in that stratosphere, right? All right, coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to talk with Liz Peek. She was one of my favorites from last week in our weekly re-rack. Talking a little politics, in fact, talking about Hillary Clinton. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Of course, we're broadcasting all those nooks and crannies, and you know, we've been talking about Marco Rubio for a very, very long time, as I've spent some time actually around Rubio when I was in Miami. This is, of course, going back a few years, but I really found him absolutely fascinating, and watching his course has been fun to see. And he's in the race. We know this officially. Who knows all these others that are coming out and saying that they possibly will be there too. By my count, it's like 10. I'll tell you, Liz Peek is in our virtual green room, and she's a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, it really is like that. It's like I'm waiting for all these people to drop in. You know, they're saying, I'm going to announce on the 5th, and I'm going to announce on the 10th, and I'm going to announce on the 12th. It's just, it's really wild, and it's created kind of this buzz about what the Republicans are doing. Do you find that?
Oh, sure. I think the total now is 19 people who have expressed interest in running for president. And so if you want to run, I think you should let people know right now. Because
that's
the field
right.
Is getting pretty crowded. Look, I think it's very exciting. There are a lot of different viewpoints and different policies being talked about amongst Republicans right now. We have a lot of young, exciting people in the wings, and that's pretty terrific, and it's really terrific when you compare it with the Democrats, who basically have come up with one candidate. No one else seems willing to throw their hat in the ring, even though I think an awful lot of people on the left and the right feel that Hillary Clinton is really not a particularly strong candidate in this round. So, you know, I think in the next 6 months, a lot of this will get sorted out. It'll get sorted out by polling, by money, who can raise money. And hopefully, you know, when we're 6 months into it, there'll be four or five really strong contenders. We'll kind of know who they are.
Yeah, there you go. And you wrote a story about Marco Rubio in the Fiscal Times about Marco Rubio might just beat Hillary Clinton. Why do you think he's such a strong candidate?
Well, you know, I think he has authenticity, and Hillary Clinton most particularly does not have authenticity. Nothing about Hillary is genuine. It's all scripted and the product of focus groups and advisors and stuff. When you hear Marco Rubio speak, there is no question that he is speaking from the heart. He is a patriot, as so many immigrants and children of immigrants are. He's very compelling. People talk about how Rubio is such a great speaker. I don't really think he is a great speaker. If you saw his announcement speech, you know, he stumbled like five times at least, after all, in a speech that he must have rehearsed several times. But what he has is a genuine, believable love of this country. And that is something we've been missing for years. Whereas Obama goes around the country apologizing for our shortcomings, analyzing all that's wrong with the country, you know, Rubio is like Reagan. It's infectious. He believes in America. He believes in our values and our strengths. And that, to me, is worth a lot.
Yeah, I agree with you there. The authenticity, and that's why he's not a perfect speaker, because he speaks from the heart. He just talks, and that's a little bit different than somebody who is awesome with the teleprompter or who has a lot of coaching, mega coaching, and they really take to that. So I think that's a great observation. If Rubio were to win, let's say, the nomination for the Republicans, who do you think, I call it the undercard, who do you think would be the VP on that platform with him?
You know, that is so far in the future. I don't really have a good answer for you, but clearly, I think clearly, it would be a good balance to have a somewhat older person. It'd be great to have a woman. Because particularly if Hillary is the candidate, you know, we're going to hear a lot about breaking that glass ceiling, et cetera. I must say I've sort of looked at Carly Fiorina. I like some of the stuff she's saying, but I think she's pretty untested, and she's not been particularly strong as a political candidate, so I'm not sure she's the one. But I don't know. And it's an interesting question, and I don't really have a ready answer for you.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think it's interesting thinking of a woman, like maybe Nikki Haley, or, you know, if you'd have to dip there and think of South Carolina. But maybe, I think there are some good women that could step forward, but would they be, you know, would they do that? Would they want to do that? And, you know, I'm the governor, and now I'm jumping into this. It'll be interesting to watch this. Who do you think is Rubio the most trouble in the primaries? Who do you think is probably going to be the strongest competition for the Republican nod?
Well, at the moment, I don't really put Rand Paul up there, because even though he is polling pretty well right now, he's just sort of an oddball candidate. He isn't really line up, you know, in terms of sort of typical political platform in terms of Republicans. Ted Cruz is clearly going to give Rubio a little run. And by the way, both of them have serious backing. You may have seen today Rubio has a backer in Florida, a billionaire, who's already pledging him 10, 15, maybe 20 million bucks. So that kind of puts him in the race in a pretty solid way. I think Rubio can attract, and I think he's kind of going for a little bit of the middle-of-the-road Republicans. He is, after all, the one who's in trouble with the far right on immigration policy. But frankly, I think he's threading that needle pretty well. I think he's backtracked to a position where, which I applaud, where we don't have to have a big overarching bill of the kind that the Gang of Eight worked on. Instead, we can look at smaller bills that, you know, solve some of our problems, but start with border security. And I think that's actually correct. So good for him. He's kind of turned that, what was a disadvantage, maybe into an advantage, because I think it makes sense to an awful lot of people. Obviously, the person everyone is talking about as his big rival is Jeb Bush, really because they're from Florida, both of them, because they both have a little bit of a door on the Hispanic community, and because they've been friends. And it would be a shame to me if they, you know, go at each other. That it isn't necessary. I don't think Jeb Bush is going to be the candidate, even though he's in the lead at the moment. I think Rubio has some advantages over him, particularly youth, the fact that people really are sort of not, I don't think the whole idea of this sort of dynasty, the Clinton or Bush dynasty, is very popular. I think people want to change.
I do, too. I think people really want to change. And you know what? You talk about Rubio, and luckily he does have a big donor in his corner, because I was just reading this, and you put it, in fact, in your piece, that Hillary, they're saying, easily tops $2 billion in campaign money. Wow. I mean, how much does it take to run for president in this country?
Well, it doesn't take $2 billion. 4 years ago, it took $1 billion. I guess, you know, that because of Citizens United and because now the lid's off on fundraising, you know, I guess anything goes. But that struck me as just an absurd number. And, by the way, that's the reason there aren't any Democrats, really, other Democrats in the race. But, you know, people are almost conjecturing that the New York Times put that out there as such an impossible goal that she will fall short. I mean, it's sort of another conspiracy theory that people don't really want Hillary to be the candidate, and so if they set her up to fail, maybe that'll help. I don't know, but it seemed like a nutty number to me.
Yeah, I thought so, too. So is Bill Clinton a liability for Hillary Clinton because he's so popular with Democrats, or is, you know, Al Gore kind of distanced himself from Clinton when he was running? So but this, of course, is a marriage. Will Hillary Clinton, do you think, kind of push Bill away in most cases, and he'll come around once in a while?
No, not at all. I think he'll be the closer. I think Hillary will be out there on her own winning the nomination, but look, she is not a good campaigner. She is not particularly likable. Mm-hmm. She's not particularly trustworthy. All these things that Bill Clinton can bring to her campaign, Hillary is going to rely on Bill in the final stretch. You can count on it. Will he be a loose cannon, a little bit hard to control? Yes, he will. But the positives way outweigh the negatives for him.
Yeah, I think too. I think the same thing too. I know there's conjecture about him being pushed in the background, but I think you're going to see him very, very. I love your line though. He is the closer.
She's going to
bring him
happen.
In.
Happy needs him.
Absolutely. All right, Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com. You can catch her there in the Fiscal Times. You're terrific. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks, Liz.
Bye bye.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Coming in, frankly, because of the earthquake in Nepal, but nations coming together and trying to help the people there. I mentioned the scary thing about the scarcity of doctors and space in hospitals and frankly, not a lot of medical facilities. So you can imagine what that's like. More than the money pouring in, certainly for the people who need the help, they need the doctors. And they're getting some of those medical teams who are starting to come in to Nepal. Kathmandu is just an absolute wreck. And buildings are tilted or collapsed. And the fear is that there still may be some people who are fighting for air. And they may pull out a few more people. You never know. 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in your 2 cents. 855-266-5283. Talking about some other things as well as we kick it around like we are wont to do here on America Tonight, especially at the beginning of a week coming off of a weekend. Can you believe it? We're almost into May. I can't believe it. It's flying by once again. David in San Francisco. Hello, David. How are you?
Hey, honey, Kate. Long time no talk. Hey, you know, I'm glad you raised Kathmandu. There were a couple of things. I was looking on the map. I think if you look at the map, the epicenter of that earthquake out there, Kathmandu is the capital, and it was about 50 miles to the west of it. Mm-hmm. But if you look at Mount Everest, Mount Everest is to the north, northeast of it, about, I don't know, maybe another 100 miles or more. And 100 miles through the tallest mountains in the on the planet. So that's a lot of tonnage for an earthquake. And so for the greatest, the epicenter to be basically around 125, 150 miles from Mount Everest, and it still did that many avalanches.
Crazy.
Devastating. Yeah, so it's pretty tough. It's a lot of force. And do I remember right, were you trained as an engineer?
No. I have lots of friends that are engineers, but no, I wasn't trained as an engineer, no.
Oh, okay. It seemed to me I heard you talk in technical language once, so I happened to think of it. Well, the reason I ask, you know, if you look at the idea of, you know, what hydrostatic pressure is when the weight of, like, water is pushing down on something. So
right.
If you go 10 feet deep, as a diver, if you're 10 feet deep, if you're 20 feet deep, 50, 200 feet deep, and you get the bends and things like that, and that's hydrostatic pressure. So with the idea of global warming, the water of the world, the ice of the world, is melting, and it's melting fast, and so it's filling up the oceans deeper and deeper. And so whether or not that hydrostatic pressure would create more earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've gotten all sorts of people to say, no, there's no way, and, you know, as if it's ice floating on water or something like
mm-hmm.
that. But that doesn't seem to make sense. It would, you know, if the rock formations of the earth have been, you know,
shifted.
They're sort of like, like a delicate watch balance or something like that. Pressure here, pressure there. Certainly going to make some difference.
And, you know, there's a guy, his name is Shane Smith, and he does just this brilliant job on a show called Vice that is on HBO, but I think he'd even get it off of HBO. And he talked about that. He had a bunch of people with him, and they showed what happens with these earthquakes. And there's a theory that is starting to float around, is what you just said, that you have to wonder with that shift, with the melting, is it affecting what's happening with earthquakes? And what's happened in Nepal is just, David, terrible. 7.8 is horrible.
Oh, I know. I had a Facebook friend that was, apparently he was brought up maybe about 70 miles south of the epicenter. I've forgotten the exact name of the town. It starts with a V, and it's actually in India, and it's supposed to be the city that Buddha did his work.
Oh, yeah.
And, they've lost a bunch of temples out there.
Yeah.
Imagine it's bad enough that, as you're describing, the lack of infrastructures, you know, the hospitals and clinics are falling all apart. And it also gets into that whole thing, you know, Hippocrates, the Hippocratic Oath that doctors are supposed to swear to. The original Hippocratic Oath said that a doctor could not bargain for money before treating somebody. They were supposed to treat them first and then deal with money later. You know, treat first, heal first, money later. And that's how a civilization advances. Because if you have money-grubbing doctors, nobody's ever going to get healed.
Yeah.
And much less a doctor's going to get punched in the head, and then you won't even have a doctor. So the idea that civilization depends upon the advancement of medical schools. But when you look at the way the med schools have been cheated for the last 30, 40 years, they've been getting these corporate medical chains, the HMOs, in there. And if the baby boom was a larger percentage of people, you know, there's a big bubble of population, then they should have a corresponding number of doctors by percentage. Like you were saying, 2 per 10,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, if the baby boom, if they knew that 40 years ago, the med schools should have been hiring more doctors 40 years ago. You're admitting new students as doctors, but they intentionally didn't so that they could jack up prices. And so they've turned the whole medical field into this, you know, it's a marketeer's, a profiteer's nightmare, because because whole civilizations are dependent on actually getting treated when they need it, and nothing worse than having a disaster like
Nepal.
You know, yeah, mm-hmm. much less or Katrina or any of these mm-hmm. others.
To expose that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good point. That's why I brought that up. And it's interesting. It does go back to that, David, the economics of healthcare, and nothing gets me hotter than talking about that and talking about what's happened to people since we've flipped our healthcare, where people are just dumping out. They can't afford it. They can't afford the premiums, and it's gotten horrible here in the United States, too. So can you imagine? Grim, hello.
Sorry I missed you, but he's pretty close. That's about the way everything's going. But, yeah, I've been sitting here enjoying me some jambalaya.
Mmm, that sounds good.
I was listening to the first two episodes. I was enjoying it too much.
Did you make it yourself, or it's bought, store-bought?
Oh, I don't do store-bought.
Oh, you made it yourself? Good.
Well, I worked on offshore. I told you I worked on mm-hmm. rigs, and even my welder out there, I hate the name drop, but his name was Francis Francois.
I like that. Francis Francois. And he was good, huh?
Oh, he carried a card to prove he was a registered coon ass.
Oh, I love it. That's funny.
But I've learned from a lot of actual Cajun cooks, so, you know.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Even an elderly colored woman showed me how to do things that cook down on the French Quarter, so.
That's great. Wow.
Yeah. And then when you throw in the Midwestern cooking aspect, too, you can make some dishes. But
you can, absolutely.
Have you seen some of the, I just caught bits now, Obama's on doings this weekend.
Yeah, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
His bucket list, yes.
I think all of America, after they heard that, they were just like, who are you? I just kind of had that feeling like I just heard everybody just, you know, man. You know, it's... Okay, just mess.
It's less than 2 years to go, so don't worry.
Now, I don't know if you caught that, but did you catch the interview with Mrs. Bachman? She did a two-weekend spot that I told you about with AFN.
Yes, I did see it. After you said that, I did.
Now, here's something. I would love to see her change parties and run against Hillary.
Can you imagine?
Well, she could destroy the Democratic Party within.
Oh. that's not going to happen. Are you kidding?
They're
parodying it on Saturday Night Live. I mean, you know, there's no way.
I know, but, you know, I'm always wishful thinking.
I know, exactly.
Well, I've got to clean this mess up somehow. You know, like I said, you know, it's going to catch them. They're at a point where, you know, they got their own mess. Same way with the doctors, you know, doing tort reform because they can't afford to buy liability insurance or malpractice insurance, and then
right.
the state has to come in. I mean, this is all socialistic viewpoints. And what you were talking about earlier, they don't need to write new laws. All they have to do, and this is coming from my dad for years, is just get off their butts and enforce the existing ones.
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't have the problem with immigration if we just enforced the existing laws.
No
but,
kidding.
Yeah, but, oh, that's too inhumane. Oh, you can't treat them like that. Oh, you can't, you know. And what do we end up doing? Writing new laws. And it just, you know, makes a mockery out of the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, so much of it is we're up against it, Grim. Thanks. So much of it. Enjoy that jambalaya. So much of it is. I love that too, by the way. That he was on a rig, and of course you had to cook, and everybody had to cook. Yeah, so much of what happens often, if you go back and look, is because of lack of enforcement. Certainly, immigration woes are because of lack of enforcement. If they had enforced some of the immigration laws during the Reagan administration, we wouldn't, even though we would have people that were coming into the country illegally, it wouldn't be the numbers, it wouldn't be the stress and the strain, and it'd be a much different system than what we have happening now, of course, especially in the border states, but even beyond the border states. All right, we're heading to the mailbag next. You can also throw in, if you want, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
But before we go there, three Americans died in the Nepal earthquake, and they were on Mount Everest. There was a medic, Eva Gerwang, who was a physician's assistant, and she worked for Madison Mountaineering, which is a guide service. So she was somebody who was really, really loved and sought after. A lot of people liked to travel with her, knew she was good at what she did. She was one of the people who perished in the Mount Everest avalanche. Another was well-known, Tom Taplin. He's a filmmaker, was a filmmaker and photographer. Very, very sought-after photographer, too. He was doing a documentary about the Mount Everest base camp when the avalanche hit, and he also died. He was on the mountain for about 2 weeks. He was there with a couple of friends who were cameramen. Both of those two guys had left before the avalanche. And then the third American was Dan Friedenberg, who was a Google exec, who was the head of privacy at Google X, which is a research division. And he was somebody who was climbing the peak with some other Google people when the avalanche hit. None of the colleagues were injured, but he was killed. So that's the three Americans that were unfortunately on the mountain when the quake hit, and it was pretty bad, the avalanches, and they pulled people off the mountain that they could, but a lot of people were killed instantly with the boulders and whatnot rolling down and hitting them off of various peaks on that mountain. All right, let's turn to the mailbag and check your emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Corey, who says, Kate, how about the Minnesota Wild? I haven't heard you talk about them lately. Perhaps it's because Matt went off to Hawaii. Yeah, it's funny that you bring up Matt. He was a huge hockey fan, and we did talk about hockey. And, yes, the Minnesota Wild move on after the first round, which is terrific for them. I love the name, the Minnesota Wild, because if I said to you, Minnesota Wild and they're a sports team, would you know, if you didn't know sports at all, would you know they're a hockey team? They beat St. Louis 4-1, and so now they'll wait and see what happens in this second round for them. But they look pretty good in this one, I have to say, and they look great in this series. It was all about killing penalties. And killing penalties paid off for them in this game, absolutely. Chasing pucks and making things happen, that's what you got to do. Go after that loose puck, and they have a couple of players who are pretty good about that. So the Wild moves on, and the Blues go home. That's how it is once you get to the playoffs. You have a 7-game series, and if you lose and you get behind in the 7-game series, it's tough to make up that traction. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, I caught a little bit of that correspondence dinner. I have to say that I didn't think that the woman comedian was that good. She wasn't terrible, but she wasn't hysterically funny either. I guess it's pretty tough to be the person who has to run that from the White House, especially when you're ripping on the president who is sitting there with you. Yeah, but that's like a comedian's dream. That's like doing a roast of the most powerful man in the free world. And it's everything's fair game. Of course, you're kind of dancing around a few things, I suppose. But I thought she was okay, actually. I wasn't there, and I didn't see how it all came about. But I saw a replay of it, and I thought she had some pretty clever moments. I think she was trying to balance where she could push the line and where she couldn't. Like I said, it'd be pretty tough to figure out what you're dancing around. And that's a room full of everything, too, by the way. That is a room full of staunch conservatives and the most liberals you'll ever meet. And then half of Hollywood is there mixed in between, and others who get a ticket. It's crazy. Everybody looks decent, right? Because they have to dress up for it. But it's a sought-after ticket. Very sought after. All right, we move on from that to this one from Joe, who's listening to us in Illinois. And Joe says, Kate, boy, what's going to happen to this nation with our water woes, especially California? I have friends that live in California, and you've talked about it on the air, the fact that they've got to cut back 25%. Wow, like they didn't know the drought was coming. Why didn't they prepare for that beforehand? I think they were just watering on end and not even thinking about it. And then all of a sudden they're shocked when there's this drought and the water tables are down. Duh. I blame some of the leaders in that state. Why wouldn't they, the city councils and whatnot, why wouldn't they have done anything about it? You know, it's funny that you say that, because I was talking to someone the other day about that. I have a couple of friends that live in California, and it doesn't make any sense to me either. And they're really handing fines out. Like, people are saying, I don't care, I'll just water extra, whatever, and then they hand them a $1,000 fine. But this is a wild drought. This is nothing to mess with. I mean, they're talking about rationing water, period, and water price increases. There's a massive divide going on in that state. Because the super, super wealthy communities, yeah, they don't care. They'll just guzzle up the water. If you're going to fine us, that's fine. We'll fine. We'll pay the fine, whatever we have to do. But then you have others that, I mean, they're not going to pay that fine. And the rationing, it goes community by community, I guess. So how much gallons per person are they getting? And there was a story that I saw that showed a wealthy area in California. They were getting 572 gallons a person from July through September of last year, which was incredibly hot and the drought was in full swing. And then if you were in Compton, you know, the shooting gallery Compton, you know how much the Compton people got, how much water they got? 63 gallons. So you heard what I said, right? 572 gallons in this one wealthy suburb per person. In Compton, 63. That would be enough to cause riots if people are having problems getting water. They are saying, however, now that if you're in one of those wealthy communities like Beverly Hills, that you have to cut 36%. You have to reduce the water consumption. And now, I mean, they're so serious about this because the super wealthy people, again, with the attitude of I don't care, they're saying $10,000 a day fines for water agencies. And then the big, big water users, extreme cases that they'll do that, even if it's a private house. Wow. Because they're out. I mean, if you're out, you're out. What are they going to do? Isn't that just absolutely crazy? And the water is costing more. So people have grass that's dying, brown lawns, and they're paying like $250 for their water bill. And then in the higher rent areas, they're paying like $400 to $500. Whew. Another reason to be glad you're not in California, even though California is, there's a lot of awesome things to do in California. I live there, but I can't imagine now with the drought what that would be like. All right, we move on to Sam, and Sam says, Kate, did you happen to catch Bruce Jenner's interview? If you did, what did you think of it? I'll tell you, I thought it was actually pretty good. In one way, I could care less, but on the other hand, it was so fascinating, it kind of pulled me in. It's so wild that he always had this whole dressing thing inside of him. I did catch it, and I guess the people in his life are really backing him up, his kids, everything, that part's good. And he's kind of going to disappear-ish for a year while he's getting all these treatments, and what is it going to be like when he emerges from that? That'll be pretty interesting, I think. I thought Diane Sawyer did a good job interviewing Bruce Jenner and talking about the issue and all that sort of stuff. And talking to his family, his sister, and also his mother had a comment as well on it. Boy, what a shocker it would be for her to find that out, wouldn't it? If you have any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me always, americatonight.net. Yo, yo, make it count.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.